Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Tana continues over here, basically, with what we learned at the end of the previous Perek, and that is to explain that the Edom that saw the Levana, and anyone that needs to help these Edom get to Beis Din, as well as the Edom themselves, are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Furthermore, although in regard to all Edos Shebetayr, if Edom come, we're Mechabal their Edos, even though we don't recognize them. Kol Yisrael are b'cheskas kashrus, unless you know otherwise, says the Rambam. But when it comes to Edus HaChadosh, because of the concerns of the Kutim and the Beisusim and the fact that we know there were those that were trying to make trouble, we cannot be Mekabel Edus only from an Ed that Bezdin knows that he can be trusted. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Zok de Heilige Mishnah im Einon Makirin Oysa, if there is a Chshash, that the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim will not recognize these Edim, whether they can be trusted. Now, in this city that they saw the Levana, we know them. The Beis Din of that city knows these people. But the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, that's Mekadosh Dechodesh, we think they're not going to know these people. So then the din is that the Beis Din of the local city is going to send, Meshalchin is going to send, Acher, another pair of Edim, Imai, together with the first set of Edim, Leha'idai, to testify to the Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim that the first pair can be trusted. And they too go on Shabbos, and they too can be Mechal Shabbos. And now the Mishnah is going to explain this. Why can't Bezin just be Mechabel Edus from anyone that comes? Why should Kiddush HaChadosh be different than any other Edus in the Torah? So the Mishnah tells us, Be'emes, Be'reshayna at first, how you mekabel an edus achaydish, Bezin was mekabel the edus on the numun nikol adam from any person, even if Bezin did not know for a fact that he's a trusted person. However, mishikilkalu haminim, when the minim in this case we're referring to, the tzedakim and the baisusim that did not believe in Titus Shabal Peh, and we were concerned that they would send false edim, hiskinus of the chachamim, were misaking. Shliyom mikubalun, we should not accept any edus achaydish just from anyone. Elamin amekirim, only from people that Beis Din knew are trustworthy and that they're kosher, that they're erlich yid. So we learned in our Mishnah that if we did not recognize Edim, we sent along another set of Edim to testify that the first Edim are okay and they can be trusted, even on Shabbos. Both go on Shabbos. The Mishnah explains, first they were mekabel Edus achedish from everybody, but when the Baisusim and the Tzedakim started making trouble, these two groups, the Baisusim and the Tzedakim, they lived about 250 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. And as explained, they didn't believe in Torah Shel Baal Peh. Why were they called Tzedakim and Beisusim? Because they were Talmidim from Tzadik and Baisus. Both of these two went out Litar Visra when they misunderstood their Rebbe. They heard from their Rebbe Antignus Ish Soichai, like we learn in Pirkei Avos, Al Tiyuka Avodim, you should not be like Avodim HaMashamshem Esarav, who serve their master Al Manas L'Kabal Pras. Rather, you should do mitzvahs, not with the intent of getting the reward for the mitzvahs. Now, they understood from this, or rather, they misunderstood that there's no reward for mitzvahs. Chas v'shalom. That's not what their Rebbe said. It's not what he intended to say. He meant to say, we should do mitzvahs l'shma, not for the reward. But because they were so upset about this, they went out l'tar v'sra, and they said that we don't believe in Torah shebal peh. And they would hire Edim to go and mix up Beis Din, to say that the moon was seen on the night of the 30th, and really it wasn't. Now, why were they so interested in doing this? What was their main objective here? One of the big things about the Tzedakim who taiched the Psukim literally was that Mimachras HaShabbos, when you're supposed to bring the Karban Omer, means on Sunday. If you taiched the Pasuk literally, it means on Sunday. Mimachras HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. Now Chazal, who were Mekabel from Moshe Rabbeinu, they understood, they knew, that Mimachas HaShabbos means after the first day of Pesach, not on Sunday. But these Tzedakim, they wanted to manipulate things so they should bring the Karban Omer on Sunday. So Mimela, they would try to dray when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. And sometimes, in making it a day earlier, they would get their wish, so to speak, that the Karban Omer should be brought on Sunday. Wait a second, if that's the case, so L'chayah D'chshash should only be on Chodesh Nisan. But the Yerushalmi explains, once they made the Takana for Chodesh Nisan, that the Edom have to be trustworthy, we have to know who they are, they did it for the other months as well.